You ready to go? Well, I want to thank everybody for coming today. It's a very cold third day of March, but the campaign's well underway. And I want to, one, start out by saying that I'm Michael Fitzgerald. I'm treasurer of the state of Iowa, and today I'm endorsing Jack Hatch to be the next governor of Iowa. I'm very happy to do this, and I'm enthusiastically endorsing Jack. I've known Jack for a long time. Jack's been a friend of mine for a long time, and I've had a lot of respect for Jack for a long time. That the one thing I can tell you is that I respect his business ability. He's been a very successful developer in this state, and to do that, you have to know business, and you have to know people, and you have to know government. And you have to know how all of these can work together to be successful. Jack knows that. I've also known and respected Jack a long time with his career in the Iowa Senate. That Jack has been an issue on many things, particularly health care in the last year, in education, but also in maintaining the financial integrity of the state of Iowa. Has a very ambitious agenda, but he always understands that we must maintain the financial integrity of the state, maintaining a balanced budget, maintaining our AAA rating for the state of Iowa, because that plays a crucial part in it. And again, the business expertise that he brings that respect of the financial integrity will be protected under Jack Hatch as governor. We also know that elections are about the future. And the senator has not been a timid individual about laying out his positions. He's been out front on every issue, on where he stands, so Iowans will know what Jack is about. That's the kind of vision he's put forward that this state, Iowans, can get behind. He'll maintain our financial soundness integrity. He will work to develop the middle class, and that's the individuals that have needed the help the most. So today, I'm happy to tell you, I'm proud to tell you, I'm endorsing Jack Hatch for governor of the state of Iowa. Now, I'd like to turn it over to our esteemed Attorney General, Tom Miller, of the state of Iowa. Tom?
Thank you, Mike, and thank you for your great service as treasurer of this state. Mike has done just a terrific job as treasurer in terms of the ordinary person. The treasure hunt is something about getting money back to the ordinary people. He's been just such a great advocate of fiscal responsibility and stability as well as state treasurer. But I'm not here to talk about my friend Mike Fitzgerald. I'm here to talk about Jack Hatch. And I've known Jack for many, many years. We got started about the same time, I think, Jack, which is a few years ago. And, you know, I've noticed and seen his career throughout. And I'll reiterate a few of the things that Mike said. He's someone that's always been interested in issues. He's always been right there for the ordinary Iowan, the Iowan that pays his or her taxes and lives by the rules. He's had a great focus in the healthcare area and was out front on some issues that people didn't think would happen. For instance, children's health insurance. But he's always had a lot of persistence. He's never been deterred by a setback of one type or another. He always keeps going. And some of the things that people thought couldn't happen, did happen, in part because Jack held in there and worked on those issues. Health care for children was one of them. And speaking of health care, I thought Jack did a terrific job the last year and a half or so on the Medicaid expansion issue. He was clear, he was strong, he was consistent, he was persistent because of his and other efforts in this legislature and outside The Medicaid expansion compromise was something that was very good for Iowans, and it's going to prove that way for a long time to come. He's, as Mike mentioned, a successful businessman. You know, you don't think of liberal Democrats as successful businessmen, but that's a very nice combination, I would think. Certainly it's working well for Jack, but it would work well for the state, too, to have someone who believes in his kinds of beliefs, but also has a great deal of business sense and accomplishment. I've, of course, followed Jack's campaign for governor. I think he's running a very good campaign. He knows that he starts behind. He's raising issues. He's raising money. He's thinking outside the box from time to time, which I think he has to do to prevail. So I'm like Mike. I'm proud to be here today and to endorse Jack Hatch. Would encourage the Democratic Party in Iowa to unite around him. You know, we may be late in doing that, Jack. That may have already happened, but if it hasn't happened, we think Democrats should support Jack. He deserves their support. He's a very good candidate. He believes in the kinds of things that make us Democrats. With that, I'm glad to turn it over to the man of the hour, Senator Jack Hatch.
Thanks, Tom. I'll call both of you up when I'm finished after accepting your endorsement. This is really an extraordinary day for me to be endorsed by two gentlemen who combined bring over 70 years of public service to the state and 70 years of quality public service. Attorney General Miller is known nationally and relied upon by our presidents to accept the challenge of protecting consumers in numerous national lawsuits. And State Treasurer Fitzgerald has been a leader from the very beginning in making sure that unclaimed money is returned back to their citizens. He was one of the first in the country to do that and continues to keep Iowa in a position where our bond rating is strong. You know, it's not just the legislature, not just the governor that does that. The state treasurer plays a significant role, and his ability to provide that kind of leadership is extraordinary. So to get the leadership we need and to get the endorsement that I need for this campaign, I very willingly accept the endorsements of my two friends. You know, I'm thankful for their counsel, and I'm going to need it in the next 9 months, their advice and their support. This is a campaign that's going to bring to Iowa just a new opportunity to be engaged in what our state needs and how to build a better Iowa. We're not going to be speaking from the top down. We're going to be developing conversations and dialogues all over the state. So to have both Tom and Mike with me, I will be asking their advice throughout this campaign. We will be engaging Iowans, and having these two elected officials by my side will not only enhance the campaign, but allow Iowa to have a better place in the future. Thank you very much. And now I'd like to have my friends join me and see if there are any questions that any of you might have.
One of the things that you've talked about in the campaign is sort of a new start for Iowa, and that yet you got the old-timers up here endorsing you. Is there sort of a mixed message there?
Well, the only mixed message is if old-timers don't continue to think and provide leadership. These two gentlemen have been here long enough to know what it takes to be good, strong leaders. They lead from the front, just like I plan on doing. I think the criticism I have of Governor Branstad is that he's not the leader from the front. He's the leader from back in the pack. And these two gentlemen are not afraid to step out, provide the leadership they need in consumer protection and in financial management that is necessary for any governor to have that kind of support.
Both mentioned they didn't use the phrase, but your business acumen. That's not something that you've been really basing your campaign upon. Is that a new chapter in the campaign?
Well, it's. I think Tom said it right. You don't think a liberal Democrat has the experience in business that is normally associated with them. But From the very beginning, I talked about the business that my wife and I developed. We have created over $100 million in development of commercial and affordable housing in Des Moines and Cedar Rapids in areas where other developers wouldn't go. And so I think what's important is that if we're going to present a opportunity for Iowans to choose between myself and Governor Branstad, I bring a real knowledge of the entrepreneurial spirit. We built this company from nothing. We created an opportunity for people to live in decent housing in two areas of the cities that normally are forgotten. And we've been able to build coalitions, financial coalitions. And that's important. And I think Treasurer Fitzgerald mentioned that it was needed, the next governor needs to have the breadth of knowledge of how our policies affect not only people, but businesses. And so it really means something to me when we raise any kind of fee or a tax on a business. I know what it means to me. I know what it means to have to pay extraordinary fees and premiums on health insurance. I know what it means to me in a business to work with local communities and have to go through the regulations that other companies have to go through. And I know what it means when maybe government has gone too far. I can pull together the coalitions necessary that would really start challenging some of these regulations and practices where business and government can work together. So when we say we're going to build a better Iowa, it's not just how government performs, but it's how government and business perform in a partnership that will build a better Iowa.
Yeah. Okay, it may have been that Senator Hatch was just too humble to talk about it in the past, but Mike and I have now broken the ice, so there you go.
Well, I guess I have to talk about it now.
Let me say, you know, I think it was probably 20 years ago.
Mike?
I think it was 20 years ago where I first experienced Jack's business ability is the underground storage tanks. How do we keep these small gas stations going in Iowa? How do we clean up the environment? And then, of course, expensive program, how do you pay for it? Jack designed this small use tax fee that everybody was happy with. It's worked magnificently, been copied all over the country. So Jack was really a pioneer in that area and proved himself very, very well.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Good luck, Jack.
Thanks, Mike. Tom. Thank you, Mike. Jack. I'll be calling on you to let you know what we can be doing.
Sounds good.
Right? Good. Thank you.